In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Friends, this is the most holy, most important day, not only for us as disciples of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, but for the whole world and the salvation of the whole world, even for those who do not realize it yet. Of course, even as you and I celebrate today, we pray in some sorrow for the news this morning of our brothers and sisters in Sri Lanka. At last look, at least 207 people were killed and over 400 injured as they were in churches and some hotels as well celebrating Easter. So we pray for them and we pray for peace. We are a people of peace, and we always will be, no matter what. I'd like to give you two words today to reflect on. The first word is fear, not the fear of terrorism that we were thinking about just now, but a different kind of fear, a deeper, pervasive fear that is in our culture, in our society, and it's there and we know it. A few years ago, they gave a name to it. It became more popular. It's called FOMO. It literally means fear of missing out. FOMO. It's the idea that somewhere, something exciting might be happening, and I'm missing it. Or worse, being left out of it. Or it's also the idea that I have to cram as many experiences into this life that the world can offer. But ultimately, we fear that we're going to miss some of them. If I do this one, I'll miss this one. And my life will be then less meaningful because I wasn't able to get it all in. People with FOMO have trouble committing as well to everything. We can't commit too much to a job. Why? Well, you might want the freedom to travel and gain those life experiences and this other fear, we might have a job somewhere else that could be better. So why am I tying myself down here when I could have something better there? Also, with this fear, we can't commit too much to another person. Because what if there is someone better out there for me? If I tie myself down, if I commit to someone, especially in marriage, it's so legal and so binding, that makes it all messy if I decide to move on to someone else that I find better. If there even is someone else better. Again, fear. It's a fear of that cell phone in your pocket. And even though you haven't looked at it, you wonder, well, maybe somebody did text and I just didn't feel it or hear the sound. I don't want to be left out. We also see it at the end of life. You'll likely hear today people speaking, not wanting a funeral. We don't want a funeral, we just want a celebration of life, where we can just talk about the good times and the good feelings. But by the way, a funeral mass, funeral liturgy, is in fact a celebration of life. Jesus Christ, he is the reason that any of us can live forever. And so we put him first. And then we see how that person that we love fit into his plan so that they could live forever. Because life is not over. What's going on here is, as a culture, we have come to fear that we have to cram everything in because deep down, perhaps, our faith is weak. It seems to so many people who even say they believe that this life is all we get, and so we have to make, in a very worldly sense, the most of it. And God does want us to make the most of life. He wants you to enjoy life. But if this is the fear that binds us, how sad. Because as a disciple of Jesus Christ, you and I cannot be this way. St. Paul says to us, if for this life only we have hoped in Christ, then we are the most pitiable people of all. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are the most pitiable people of all. Now, this fear is in contrast to the other word I'd like to give you to reflect on. It's hope. Hope. St. John says that perfect love drives out fear, because it's only in the resurrection of Christ that conquers the tomb. It's only the resurrection of Jesus Christ that says death is not the final word. Only the resurrection of Christ gives true hope and comforts and heals our sorrows. So friends, do not be afraid. Do not let that fear control your life. You are loved with a perfect love. And so you may not get to scale the highest mountain before you die. You may not get to go to some exotic land you had hoped to, or play golf at the Augusta National. So what? God has so much better in store for you and planned for you. St. Paul said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it so much as dawned on any of us what God has prepared for those who love him. We can't even imagine it. It is so wonderful. When you don't fear, you fall in love. And you enjoy relationships with all of their joys and hardships and difficulties, uncertainties. You love the people who are in front of you without fear. Commitments in life lead to a depth of personhood, awareness, and insight. Do not be afraid to commit in faith and love to Jesus Christ, his church, and another person. Without fear, you enjoy this life so much more, because only we know it's only a pale reflection of what is to come. We as church have a mission, and you are part of it, to spread not fear, but its antidote, hope. The hope of an all-consuming love that gives us a life beyond this veil. Look around, read the news. The world desperately needs people of hope. And after being fed today with the bread of life, the risen Lord, Jesus' own body, blood, soul, and divinity, get out from here, from these walls, and announce that good news of hope and mercy to a world in desperate need of his unselfish love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.